marriage, love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage, it's an institute you can't disparage. Ask the local gentry and they will say it's elementary. Try, try, try to separate them, it's an illusion. Try, 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 and you will only come to this conclusion. Love and marriage.
Hi, Peg.
Gee, you must have misunderstood me this morning. I said you should buy a vegetable.
Jan, I guess I must have misunderstood you last night when you said, brace yourself. This time it's gonna be good.
Yeah. Any mail?
Oh, yeah. Something did come today. Let's see, what did it say? Open immediately, urgent, do not delay, something like that. Gee, what could it be? Oh. Here it is.
Oh, good. Those ashes from Sharper Image I ordered, Ken. Hey, this is from Polk High School. What could they be writing to me about it for all these years?
Well, maybe they've retired your stall in the boys' bathroom.
Hot diggity dog diggity boom, what you do to me. Hey, look. They want me to introduce the football team's MVP at the homecoming dance Friday night. We're seeking one of the great football heroes of the Chicagoland area. That's why we've asked you, Mr. Gale Sayers. No, that's crossed out. Mr. Jim McMahon, crossed out. Mr. Walter Payton, Mr. Mike Singletary, Mr. Abe Vigoda? All crossed out. Ah, here we go. Mr. Alf Bundy. You still remember?
Oh, Alf.
And I'll bet they're going to want to hear a little speech. You know, I've got much to say to America's youth. If I could just help one kid not marry, my job is done.
You'd think a science teacher would have more dignity. So, Gnome, everyone's gonna be at the homecoming dance. Where are you gonna be?
Hey, I'll be there. With a date.
Oh, who's gonna be the girl this year, you or Joey?
Oh, one over easy. I got me a hot date, Heather McCoy.
Heather McCoy? The one you were in love with in sixth grade? The one who took you skinny dipping, stole your clothes, then ran your underwear up a flagpole?
Yep.
But why don't you just go out with somebody who likes you? Oh, I'm sorry. Buck has outgrown his party dress.
Good one, human trampoline. As it happens, Heather is quite taken with me.
Why would someone as popular as Heather McCoy want to go out with someone as popular as I Snot?
Hush, hush, sweet harlot. Here she comes.
Hi, bud. Are we still on for the dance Friday?
I shall drink in your beauty as the bee does the nectar of the flower.
Ooh. Isn't he a dream?
How did you do that?
Research. I've been studying her since the sixth grade. Plotting, planning, cataloging her likes and dislikes. And now, the time is right to strike. For I am at the zenith of my studliness. 5 long years, and now, finally, she's mine.
You still love her, huh?
Nope. I'm after revenge, baby. Sweet, pure, uncut revenge.
Why bother? I mean, that was 5 years ago. Nobody remembers your underwear up on a flagpole.
I pledge allegiance to the underwear of the United Shorts of Bud Bundy.
Yeah. No one but the 75 kids who do that to me every day. That's why I'm gonna get Heather McCoy. Phase one is now completed.
What's phase two? You touch her on the knee and then start to cry?
Not quite. Oh, she whose head can never be seen in a car? Phase two comes Friday. We dance. She's looking up at me, engulfed in the cool that is I. And then, 10 o'clock sharp, I dance her over to the big floor vent, which by Friday will be set on a timer, and at precisely 10, an industrial fan whooshes through the vent like Dad on a baloney bender and blows her dress up, and the world will see her underwear. Revenge! Revenge!
Tonight at 8, what's black and white and funny all over? Gary Coleman and Ned Beatty are Ethan and the Jackal. Two wrongly fired Harvard professors who love the classics and hate crime. Come, watch us now.
Whoa.
Hi, Peggy. Gee, you know, I was thinking, maybe I ought to take a picture of your behind. Then that way, if the couch was ever stolen, the police could match the prints with at least one of the cushions.
Oh, come on, Al. You know you love your honey buns. Remember? You used to rub them every night before you went to sleep.
Yeah, but it's just that I hate to go to sleep with the smell of feet on my hands. All right, now be quiet. Let me work on my speech here.
Look, Al. All they want you to do is to announce this year's MVP and then slink off into the shadows of obscurity where you belong.
It's just killing you that someone remembers me, isn't it? That someone thinks of me as more than just a shoe salesman or the family wallet, the running joke at the beauty parlor. These people want me because I'm a genuine football hero. And they're probably going to want to see some mementos, too. Where's my old football helmet?
Well, judging from the shape of your head, I'd say your scalp grew over it.
You know, when you talk like this, I just want to get down on my knees and bite your ankles like a pit bull. All right, Peg, let the couch have a little air and go get that helmet. And other symbols of my heroism.
Oh, all right. Nobody cares, though.
Go, go. I am Al Bundy. Pause for applause. The ovation dies down. They sit.
Dad, I need to talk to you for a second.
But I'm working on a speech right now.
Dad, when you were in school, did a girl ever do something to you, something so rotten that it actually ruined your whole life?
Yes, and you call that girl Mom now.
Well, what if she didn't actually marry me, but still did something real bad? I mean, if you were going to get revenge, that wouldn't be wrong, would it?
Son, let me tell you something about revenge. Now, this is something that you're going to have to learn before you can truly call yourself a man. Revenge is great. It's phenomenal. It's the only thing that separates us from the animals. It's why I stay with your mother. Now, son, if you have a chance to get back at a girl who has wronged you, do it. Do it now, do it good, do it twice. There'll be many women in your life, son, but the one you got revenge on will always be the sweetest of them all.
Thanks, Dad.
Hey, humiliator for me, son.
You got it, Dad.
Husband, father, speaker. How do I do it all? Hey, did you find any of my football mementos to show the fans?
Oh, I certainly did. Your athletic supporter. G. X. S. Must stand for extra snug, huh? Now, honey, would you like me to write front and back on these like I do on your underwear? Or do you think that this R.I.P. says it all?
Well, as long as we're writing on each other's underwear, why don't you pass me a pair of yours so I can draw the skull and crossbones? Get that, will you, sweetheart?
Hi. Hope I'm not interrupting anything. I just wanted you to know I'm holding up well after being deserted by my husband. What was his name? Oh, yes, Duty Face. Anyway, I know you're concerned, despite the fact that you haven't called or stopped by or even veered to the left when I was lying in your driveway.
Well, Marcy, it's not that we don't care. It's just that the McNuggets were getting cold.
Oh, well, no one could expect you to care about a friend when you've got a greasy bag of fried vittles a-coolin'. But to answer the question, how's she doing now? The answer is, she's doing fine. The crisis is over. No more sitting at home for me. I'm gonna go out there and grab me a pocket full of life. I'm gonna go, I'm gonna do, I'm gonna experience everything this bowl of cherries we call life has to offer. So watch out, world. Here comes Marcy Rhodes. So what you doing?
I'm trying to write a speech for the homecoming at the high school dance tomorrow night.
Can I go? I'm so alone, please. Just some sort of human contact. A voice other than my own. Oh, please, God, throw a dog a bone.
Oh, Al, my heart goes out to her. We should let Marcy come. She can buy gas and dinner afterwards.
Oh, all right. Look, as long as I got you here, let me try a little something out on you. Now, in my speech, I'm using a visual aid to point out to the students the pitfalls in life. This is your brain. This is your brain on marriage. Any questions?
How's she doing now? The answer is she's doing fine.
Students and fellow homecomingers, I'd like to introduce our guest speaker. I was hoping to introduce someone famous or even interesting. Instead, I give you Al Bundy, Polk High's most valuable player of 1966. Mr. Bundy?
Thank you. This is your brain.
Here we are, my dear. May I say, that's a lovely dress. So light and airy.
Well, you should get a picture of me in it.
Oh, I will. I already bought the frame.
Kelly, thanks for coming to the dance with me.
Why wouldn't I? You're the only one for me, Jeff.
Rick.
Right. Could you go get me some punch?
Thank you.
Thanks for meeting me tonight.
Why wouldn't I? You're the only one for me, Rick.
Jeff.
Right. Could you go get me some punch?
Sure, before you marry him, all women like football. But as soon as you say I do, they put on 40 pounds, and the only hike you'll see is them hiking up their pants before they weld their butts to the sofa for the rest of their worthless lives. I work for a living.
Could I trouble you for a light? Could I trouble you for a light?
No choice. Red light throw.
Thank you. Boom, ba ba boom, ba ba boom.
Hi there. I'm Blum. Electrical shop? What would you say to you and me behind the bleachers?
It would never work out. There's a light back there. I could see you.
You know, I'm really sorry about what I did to you in the sixth grade.
Did you do something to me in the sixth grade?
Yeah, you know, your underwear up the flagpole?
Was that you? I'd totally forgotten.
Anyway, I was cruel to you. I'm really sorry.
Excuse me?
You're the only one for me. Oh, what are you doing? Can't you see that I was working?
Kel, I'm thinking about calling it off. I mean, she's sorry and she really likes me now. She told me so.
Bud, don't be a sucker your whole life. Let me tell you something about men and women. We're liars and you're all idiots. Watch. I really like you.
Really?
Hey, everybody. Kelly likes me.
Can I have your watch?
Oh. Well, it's my dad's. But sure. Wait till the guy's here. Hey, she likes me.
The prostitution rests.
So what you're saying in your own little talking chimp kind of way is that she really doesn't like me?
How could she?
You're right. Tonight at 10 o'clock, the curtain goes up on Heather McCoy.
And you want to talk flying wedge? Let's talk about my mother-in-law. People overuse the phrase, as big as the earth, but kids, try to picture everyone you've ever known under one moo-moo.
I love being single. I'm at peace with myself, really. Oh, God.
But you don't know what I got in my pocket.
The rest of your belly?
Nope. The key to the teacher's lounge. So what say to you, me, and a whole lot of carpet?
Well, I can't say that football is a metaphor for every aspect of life. There are similarities. My wedding night, for example. Life for a man?
You know, I'm really glad I came here with you tonight. You're so decent, a gentleman.
Wearing deodorant, too. Want to smell?
That's all right. Listen, let's go someplace, okay?
In a minute.
I know. I owe you a skinny dip. What do you say?
Let's go.
Oh,
get someone to notice me.
Now, the moment you've all been waiting for. The recount of my last game at Polk High. It was a frosty evening in November.
No. Hi, my name is Peggy Smith. And I, like you, can't take this anymore. So now I would like to introduce this year's MVP.
Bud, you can come out now. I have a present for you.
Thanks, Gail. I can't believe she did this to me again. How am I going to show my face in school?
Like you always do, from behind a wall of clear silk.
Gee, thanks, sis. I'm so glad to know that when I'm feeling low, you're always there to make me feel like ooze.
Oh, chill out, you little toadstool. Believe me, tomorrow at school, nobody's going to be talking about you.
What do you mean?
Just come to school early and bring a camera. Trust me, Heather and I had a little chat out in the hall, and we work things out like ladies.
Buck! Come here, boy.
Come here, boy.